More people wake up to breakfast with Ali Clark.
Weekdays from 6 on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Mr. Peter Malinauskas is with us, the State Opposition Leader. Good morning.
Good morning, Ali, and good morning to your listeners.
We will listen to your budget reply speech today. Part of that, though, you are declaring that you will scrap the city arena. Why?
Well, Ali, simply because I don't think it's the right priority at this particular time. The city arena that Stephen Marshall has announced is a $667 million expenditure of taxpayers' funds at a time that our health system is in genuine crisis. I, yesterday morning, caught up with some ambulance officers, and I've got to say, Ali, if you spend half an hour or 45 minutes with ambos at the moment and hear about the stories that they're experiencing firsthand, it's pretty devastating. It's shocking. And they made it perffectly clear that, you know, they're at breaking point, like genuinely at breaking point. And our health system needs more resources now, not a basketball stadium. And I think ultimately, as a leader, in the lead up to the next election, I think it's important that we have the political courage to be honest about what we can do, but also about what we can't do. And I think that the priority at the moment, it's got to be health.
Okay.
And that's why we've made this decision.
Well, you've said the priority at the moment. You've said now. You said you've gone out and spoken to people and they're at breaking point now. But this money isn't necessarily going to be spent for a few years' time. There's no money currently attributed to this in the next budget. It's $10 million the year after. So how is that going to solve a problem that is happening right now?
Because we're not going to fix ramping overnight. It's going to take a concerted effort over a period of time. I mean, we've got to throw the kitchen sink at it as soon as possible.
But at the same time, you're not giving the government any sort of leeway when they say we're trying to fix the ramping and it's going to take time.
No, but that's because in this state budget, Ali, starting next week, what we're going to see is the institution of cuts. 370 people, according to the budget documents handed down in the Parliament on Tuesday, 370 people are going to be removed from our health system, not the head office, but the local health networks, starting next week over the course of 12-month period. So Stephen Marshall's plan and the budget documents are crystal clear. It's there in black and white. I mean, these aren't numbers that are contested. The number of people working in our LHNs, local health networks, is reducing starting next week for a 12-month period. Now, I think that's crazy. I can't control that. I'm not in charge at the moment. Stephen Marshall is. I can't change what's in this budget. What I can control, if I'm lucky enough to be elected at the election, is what happens for the 4 years after that. And I don't think prioritising a basketball stadium and expending taxpayers' funds is going to get us there.
But then again, okay, so if you can't do anything next year, then it's still only $10 million.
But Ali,
from this money, from which is more than a basketball arena. You're being a bit cute there too, because this is also an extension to the convention centre plus a concert arena
sure,
as well.
But it is, you know, when the government announced it, they announced the fact and continue to promote the fact that it is a basketball stadium. Look, Ali, this doesn't constitute our health policy. What it constitutes is a commitment that we take to the election and a demonstration to the people of this state that I'm going to have the political courage to be honest with them before the election. I mean, Stephen Marshall would have everybody believe that he can do it all. He's going to fix ramping and he's going to build the basketball stadium. I think that's disingenuous. I don't share that view. And I want to be honest about it. So when people go into the ballot box in March next year, they know they've got a choice. They've got a choice between Stephen Marshall promising to fix ramping, although he's already did that at the last election, I think, and his basketball stadium versus myself with a wholehearted commitment to do everything we can in health.
Okay, I'm going to keep coming back to the branding of this being a basketball stadium and,
sure,
and just again, because the government is very clear here that it's not just that, it's also an extension to the convention centre and the entertainment and concert arena. But they also say that their business case is underpinned by the fact that it will be a job creator. Do you disagree?
Well, what they're talking about is the creation, I understand, of a bit over 300 full-time equivalent jobs, which on their figures is actually less than the number of jobs from the Clipsville 500, for instance, or the Adelaide 500, which created over 400 full-time jobs, according to the government. So, and that's a far smaller investment. That's in the tune of $10 to $15 million versus $660 million. Look, the simple point, Ali, is this is about priorities. You've got to make choices in this business and you've got to be honest about them and have the courage of your convictions to take it to the election. And that's what I'm doing here. And like I said, this doesn't constitute the entirety of our health policy, but what it does provide myself and my team the ability to do is invest in more in health, more in our program, and we'll be outlining that quite thoroughly between now and the election.
Will there be, very quickly, anything in the speech today that will see money aside to see the return of the Adelaide 500, something that you have previously been very outspoken about?
I have made an unequivocal promise to the people of this state that we are bringing back the Adelaide 500. I've signed an agreement with Supercars to that effect. I had a Zoom meeting with them only, I think, 3 weeks ago, going through the details, so yes.
And if you don't believe the business case of the government around this inner city stadium being a job provider, where will
I never said that. What I said was it's just not the right priority.
Okay, so where will you be creating jobs? Is it all in the hydrogen?
Well, certainly our hydrogen jobs plan is a central plank of our jobs policy, and that is, again, another example of a, you know, that's a serious policy, Ali. I mean, and this is the thing. I mean, our hydrogen jobs plan is complex. It's technical. But it, I think, points to the fact that it's not designed to be a political exercise like building a basketball stadium, which is retail and maybe popular in some quarters, but isn't serious about transforming our economy for the long term.
Okay.